So this is the Board of Listers grievance hearings. What will happen is we'll go around the room and introduce ourselves. Then you'll have 15 minutes to state what you think the value should be and why. And then the board may have some questions or comments at the end. They will deliberate, and you will come for the decision. And you will get a notice from the town with the results of grievance notice within 14 days of the close of the hearings. Not 14 days from today, but the close of the hearings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we are turning those around pretty quickly.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Gross.
Jeff Nagel.
Melissa Nagel.
Okay. Great. So you're 15 minutes.
All right.
Yeah, so our major contestation point is that we have just recently received a full appraisal done on our house when we applied for a HELOC loan. And there was just a major discrepancy in the value we got from the appraisal provided by the town and the value we got from the appraisal we had done with our HELOC. The appraisal that we got done with our HELOC came out to $697,500, which, and then the town appraisal, oh, I forget to...
$837,000.
Yeah, yeah. So, obviously, going into the appraisal reports coming in, we had this number presented to us as the value for our home. So that was kind of rooted as our truth in the moment. And then we got the 836. So I don't know where exactly the correct number is, but we believe that the town's value is much higher based off of this appraisal that we got done.
Do you by any chance have a copy of the appraisal that you
Yes, made? I did. I don't have it printed out, but I did include it in the meeting application.
Okay. The problem is we're having a hard time accessing it in this room right now.
Okay.
But I can ask Andrew to print one off.
We have it. No. Don't ask him. Just send us the PDF. I'll look at it on my phone.
Sure.
Yep.
I want it.
Oh, you want it. You want it printed. Okay. He's going to print it.
Okay.
Good.
I know, for what it's worth, even if we didn't adjust it downward, the difference is about $300. I know a lot of people don't know what the the rate is expected to be,
right.
But based on what we believe,
yeah.
It's going from 2.53 to around 1.3, mm-hmm. But it's still an increase, right?
Yeah. Wishing we waited on the HELOC, to be honest.
This
was the full appraisal they did, so...
What would happen if you ever sent in? Can they adjust HELOCs like that?
I don't think so.
No.
Well, you'd have to redo it.
Go through another closing process.
Yeah.
And we even pursued an ROV on that initial appraisal we got and included additional comps for them to consider, and they still denied that and kept it at the 697.
Who did the appraisal, do you remember?
Kristen Lane.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We work with her a lot. And the only changes since you purchased was, I see it, like a fence and a couple things. Yeah. Nothing finished yet.
Barely any new paint.
What's that?
Barely any new paint.
You're busy.
It's a nice change, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
No more HOA.
We don't have an annual one.
Small HOA.
A different HOA.
Yeah. They do care about what shed we put in our yard, but that's about it.
We do miss the old neighbors, though. But.
Yeah,
we really do. Yeah, great crew over there.
Where were you previously?
We were at Brook Lane. Yeah.
It's on
probably 40 pages.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah, it grew after we did the RLB, too. 32
pages, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Collins Farm Road, Cottonwood Crossing, and Walnut Grove. That's what I wanted to see.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
So are you believing that the biggest difference is in the land value?
I didn't have to break it down like that. It was just the overall total numbers that we received on either end were just in a very wide range of each other.
Okay, and this was just April of 2016.
Yep.
Yeah, we did this in just
you didn't have the house built, correct?
We did.
You did? Oh, you did. Okay. So what, as far as finishes, what did you upgrade much? Or?
No.
Okay.
No.
So just
we upgraded, like, our fridge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do you have for flooring?
Luxury vinyl plank.
Okay.
Carpet upstairs.
Yep.
And carpet upstairs.
Yep.
Okay. And a fireplace?
Mm-hmm.
Gas?
Gas, yeah.
Yeah. Central air?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Four bedrooms.
Yep.
This says hardwood, but it's vinyl plank. Let me change that.
It looks like hardwood.
So laminate stuff.
Questions.
Well, this is helpful. Thank you for bringing this up.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you understood from Bob. We're going to deliberate once the session is over.
Yep.
And a report will be sent out. We close all our hearings on July 8th, so within that 14 days after, but you'll probably hear before that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, excellent.
The turnaround's pretty quick.
Cool.
He's been working nights.
You don't know that.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry for the delay.